Social Street Work.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Sasha Wilson. Nice to meet you. Thank you for taking the time to meet me today.
Hi, Sasha. Nice to meet you too. It's quite noisy here. Let's go to the cafe across the road. Can you see it?
Cafe Breadcrumbs, you mean? Good idea. I need a cup of coffee anyway.
Good afternoon. What can I get you?
A coffee with milk and a strawberry pie, please.
And for you, sir?
I'll have a Coke. Oh, wait. Do you still have those tasty blueberry muffins?
Yes, we have some freshly baked ones with blueberries and chocolate.
Then could I have one of those, please?
Yes, sure. I'll bring it to you in a moment.
Now, Christopher, this is a better place for our interview. The centre of York is quite hectic. It's a meeting point for lots of people, especially for youth groups, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. That's why St. Helen's Square is the principal place for me and the other street workers.
Who is the target group for your work?
Well, a street worker is there to help young adults who have got big problems. Most of them are socially disadvantaged, have problems with crime, violence, alcohol or drugs, and often have bad relationships with their parents.
So many even live and sleep on the street?
That's not unusual. At night, they have to find sheltered places to sleep in, like train stations, house entrances or disused storehouses. They often spend their nights together in groups because it gives them more protection than being alone.
How exactly do you try to help the street kids?
First of all, we need to get an overview of the streets and their crime hotspots. That means areas which are already well known for drug dealing or street brawls. Then we approach the teenagers there and offer them our help.
Let's imagine the following situation. You see a few young adults who have beaten up another person. What would you do?
We would try to calm the situation down and be a mediator for the teenagers. We want to make them understand that violence is not the solution.
Isn't it sometimes dangerous to interfere in situations where there's such a high risk of violence?
Indeed, it is. It's not unusual for the youngsters to try and attack us as well, but we are prepared for that and know what to expect.
What normally happens next?
If a street kid decides to accept our help, we take the next steps together. Let's take a homeless kid as an example. We would contact possible homeless shelters and find accommodation for him or her.
So your primary goal is to reintegrate the kids into society?
That's the aim. We often have to start at the very beginning with some basic things like organising clothes, food, or finding a job for them. However, we always need their voluntary participation first, and it is their own decision to accept our help. They must have the motivation to change their lives.
Do you only work with individuals?
No, we also work with groups of up to 10 teenagers. We organise self-help groups with programmes like the prevention of violence, reducing aggression or self-defence. The teenagers have to learn to solve their conflicts with words, not through fighting.
What made you decide to become a street worker?
Well, I always loved working together with young people, and my goal is to help them and set them on the right course in life.
And what training is required for doing your job?
You have to train for a few years. I studied social education at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland. Later on, most street workers become members of social services like CAFOD or the British Red Cross.
You do an important job for our society. But isn't it sometimes hard?
It definitely is. You have to be resourceful, and you often see bad things happen. You also need to be physically fit. It's not a job for people with weak nerves.
Are there any special cases that have stuck in your memory?
Oh, a lot. For example, I remember a girl that I mentored at the beginning of my career as a street worker. Her name was Jessica, and she was a long-term drug addict. When she was a child, she was abused by a member of her family until she ran away at the age of 14. Since then, she had been living on the street, didn't go to school anymore, and got in contact with the wrong people who offered her alcohol and drugs. When I met her for the first time, she was desperate and without any hope for her future. However, her will to change things was strong, and so I started to work with her to help get her life in order.
What happened to her later?
She started to go to school again. Today, she's got a qualification as a secretary and she enjoys her job. She is a good example of someone who is successful after having struggled hard. However, it always is a long and rocky road, and not many of the street kids make it.
Thank you, Christopher, for the interview and all the information about this important job that you do.
It has been a pleasure for me. Oh, look, our drinks and food are here. Bon appétit.
Social street work.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Sasha Wilson. Nice to meet you. Thank you for taking the time to meet me today.
Hi, Sasha. Nice to meet you too. It's quite noisy here. Let's go to the cafe across the road. Can you see it?
Cafe Breadcrumbs, you mean? Good idea. I need a cup of coffee anyway.
Good afternoon. What can I get you?
A coffee with milk and a strawberry pie, please.
And for you, sir?
I'll have a Coke. Oh, wait. Do you still have those tasty blueberry muffins?
Yes. We have some freshly baked ones with blueberries and chocolate.
Then could I have one of those, please?
Yes, sure. I'll bring it to you in a moment.
Now, Christopher, this is a better place for our interview. The centre of York is quite hectic. It's a meeting point for lots of people, especially for youth groups, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. That's why St. Helen's Square is the principal place for me and the other street workers.
Who is the target group for your work?
Well, a street worker is there to help young adults who have got big problems. Most of them are socially disadvantaged, have problems with crime, violence, alcohol or drugs, and often have bad relationships with their parents.
So many even live and sleep on the street?
That's not unusual. At night, they have to find sheltered places to sleep in, like train stations, house entrances or disused storehouses. They often spend their nights together in groups because it gives them more protection than being alone.
How exactly do you try to help the street kids?
First of all, we need to get an overview of the streets and their crime hotspots. That means areas which are already well known for drug dealing or street brawls. Then we approach the teenagers there and offer them our help.
Let's imagine the following situation. You see a few young adults who have beaten up another person. What would you do?
We would try to calm the situation down and be a mediator for the teenagers. We want to make them understand that violence is not the solution.
Isn't it sometimes dangerous to interfere in situations where there's such a high risk of violence?
Indeed, it is. It's not unusual for the youngsters to try and attack us as well, but we are prepared for that and know what to expect.
What normally happens next?
If a street kid decides to accept our help, we take the next steps together. Let's take a homeless kid as an example. We would contact possible homeless shelters and find accommodation for him or her.
So, your primary goal is to reintegrate the kids into society?
That's the aim. We often have to start at the very beginning with some basic things like organising clothes, food, or finding a job for them. However, we always need their voluntary participation first, and it is their own decision to accept our help. They must have the motivation to change their lives.
Do you only work with individuals?
No, we also work with groups of up to 10 teenagers. We organise self-help groups with programmes like the prevention of violence, reducing aggression or self-defence. The teenagers have to learn to solve their conflicts with words, not through fighting.
What made you decide to become a street worker?
Well, I always loved working together with young people, and my goal is to help them and set them on the right course in life.
And what training is required for doing your job?
You have to train for a few years. I studied social education at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland. Later on, most street workers become members of social services like CAFOD or the British Red Cross.
You do an important job for our society, but isn't it sometimes hard?
It definitely is. You have to be resourceful and you often see bad things happen. You also need to be physically fit. It's not a job for people with weak nerves.
Are there any special cases that have stuck in your memory?
Oh, a lot. For example, I remember a girl that I mentored at the beginning of my career as a street worker. Her name was Jessica, and she was a long-term drug addict. When she was a child, she was abused by a member of her family until she ran away at the age of 14. Since then, she had been living on the street, didn't go to school anymore, and got in contact with the wrong people who offered her alcohol and drugs. When I met her for the first time, she was desperate and without any hope for her future. However, her will to change things was strong, and so I started to work with her to help get her life in order.
What happened to her later?
She started to go to school again. Today, she's got a qualification as a secretary and she enjoys her job. She is a good example of someone who is successful after having struggled hard. However, it always is a long and rocky road, and not many of the street kids make it.
Thank you, Christopher, for the interview and all the information about this important job that you do.
It has been a pleasure for me. Oh, look, our drinks and food are here. Bon appétit.